Welcome to the McGraw-Hill Professional Division Podcast Series. My name is Herb Schaffner, and I'm the business publisher for McGraw-Hill. Now we're talking with Paul Fasella, author of Everything I Know About Business, I Learned at McDonald's, The 5 Results-Driven Leadership Principles for Success. What gave you the idea to write this book, Paul?
Well, I had a 34-year career with McDonald's. I started when I was 16, and I retired, so to speak, at 50. And I learned an awful lot about the system during those very, very formative years and got to spend time with Ray Kroc all the way through to present leadership. So it was kind of a unique perspective. When I started a consulting business, I found out more and more in the 70 or 80 companies we've worked with that many of the principles that I learned at McDonald's can be applied to other organizations.
What will readers learn about leadership from your book that's unique to McDonald's, to your experience? You know, what is their special sauce of leadership?
As you might suspect, it boils down to a number of key principles. McDonald's was built on the premise of a three-legged stool: the franchisees, the corporate employees, and the vendors. All three have to be successful for each other to survive. That was a very deep cultural core principle. And when I talk about the importance of integrity or the importance of developing relationships in a business organization, we're going to examine it from those three views.
Paul, many readers, we believe, will be fascinated to know what it was like for you working your way up through the McDonald's organization, you know, from a service worker to a top executive. You know, could you give us a few words about how that was inspirational to you?
I was fortunate enough to know Ray Kroc, but my story is not unique. There are thousands of folks that started very young, 16 years old, and moved up. Jim Skinner, the present CEO of McDonald's, started in a store and now is running this organization. It's incredible how it can turn out leadership and executives. And I'm also talking to a lot of ex-McDonald's executives that have prospered in other organizations, such as the chief operations officer of Toys R Us. It's not unique. It's very interesting, and I think the readers are going to enjoy reading about a lot of the things that went on and how leadership traits were developed.
I think people will find out that there's something about McDonald's culture that produces, you know, so many successful managers, entrepreneurs, millionaires. McDonald's, for some time, as you know, has been a lightning rod of the fast food industry for critical books such as Fast Food Nation, films such as Super Size Me. In recent years, the company has won praise for answering its critics, changing its products, developing new marketing strategies. The company's stock price continues to climb, and leading stock analysts predict McDonald's is well positioned to navigate the economic challenges that lie ahead. What does your research and your experience as a McDonald's executive tell you about why the company was able to effectively manage change in this way?
It's a cultural thing. Ray Kroc started the legacy that you're sensitive to your customers and you give back to the community. McDonald's, in my opinion, is an incredibly moral and ethical company that has values that are deeply driven, and they have been passed down from generation to generation. What you're seeing happening is, whether it be Wall Street or articles being printed, is just a manifestation of the fact that some of that is coming to the forefront, and people are realizing that, you know, this is a pretty good company. They really mean what they say.
McDonald's is part of the everyday fabric for Americans, for Europeans, people all over the world. I think there's always curiosity about the brand itself. Are there any surprising facts or insights you would want to leave us with that many people in business don't know about McDonald's?
The strongest thing that I can say, there is a very deep bench of folks that are ready to take over leadership positions. I learned very quickly as a young 16-year-old, what leadership, what management was about, what recognition, how that played in motivating people, how relationships were important, how it didn't really matter who you are or what your pedigree was. If you could produce results, you'd be successful and move up. I think there's lessons in this book for CEOs of Fortune 100 companies, right on down to individuals that are just starting out.
This sounds like a must-read. I'd like to thank my guest, Paul Fasella, author of Everything I Know About Business I Learned at McDonald's. This is Herb Schaffner, your host for the McGraw-Hill Professional Division's Author Interview Podcast Series, and thank you for listening.